Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you missed the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The process of accepting insurance outside of a group practice can be tough, but most people looking for mental health care want to use their benefits to pay for sessions. If you're interested in seeing clients through insurance, Ulma can help. They make it easy to get credentialed with major insurance plans at enhanced reimbursement rates. They also handle all the paperwork, from eligibility checks to claim submissions, and guarantee payment within 2 weeks. Plus, when you join Alma, you'll get access to time-saving tools for intake, scheduling, treatment plans, progress notes, and more in their included platform, so you can spend less time on administrative work and more time offering great care to your clients. Visit HelloAlma.com to get started. That's HelloAlma.com.
Every holiday shopper's got a list, but Ross shoppers, you've got a mission. Like a gift run that turns into a disco snow globe, throw pillows, and PJs for the whole family, dog included. At Ross, holiday magic isn't about spending more. It's about giving more for less. Ross, work your magic.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes.
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This crowd was singing High Hopes, smiling through a broken nose. Oh, High Hopes, High Hopes.
I feel a little less alone.
Yo. Another edition of the IOPS podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller time. Philadelphia, celebrate responsibly. Fritz, it's officially the off season. Perfect, yeah. Off season time, but it is, we are off seasoned up. Josh Naylor, 5-year deal. And that's it. That's all we got going, right? Oh, and I'm sorry. The Taylor Ward trade. Finally, Taylor, Grayson Rodriguez. How about that?
Yeah.
What a fall from Grace. Grayson.
Ooh, nailed it.
All from Grayson. Bam.
You could have written the headline today.
If only we were an Orioles pod, that would be our title and we'd be locked in already. How you doing, pal?
Dude, I'm so excited to do this podcast. I wrote my perfect off season 2 weeks ago. And you know, last night I was like, maybe I'll come up with something else just to make sure I have a second feel for it. And I'm really happy with my one perfect off season. Now,
wow, this is unlike you.
Yeah,
now, you've got anywhere from 3 to 6 off seasons for us.
So here's what I want to do this year.
Multiple pods or something. Yeah.
Well, no, no. Cause like the brain power might not be there. Cause I just want to talk about, there's so many interesting ways that they could go this off season. Like
that. Yep.
So yep. I always think that once a pod, maybe at the end of the pod, part of the take bag, like, we'll talk about one of these kind of trade targets or free agent targets, because there's a lot out there. Like, dude, I didn't even sign the bullpen guy. I traded for all my bullpen guys. I want to sign every single bullpen piece there is this offseason. They're all awesome. Dude, Tyler Rogers is a free agent.
Some good ones, but there's some ugly ones too, buddy.
There are. Tyler Rogers is a free agent. Sean Armstrong's a free agent. Yeah. Like, there's Robert Suarez, bring him home. You know, let him pitch his TV.
Robert Suarez, 35 years old, man.
I know. It was shocking.
It was going through, and it is funny just to agree with what you said. Like, literally the very top of my perfect offseason, I just wrote, because I figure we should kind of talk about it all philosophically, go for it with older core, pause year, reset year, turn the page. Like, it, like, I could see any of these things being a viable path. And I think we all know that they're most likely to do some version of, like, they're not, I don't think they're just going to, like, turn the page. I think that's probably off the table, but I do think that you could make a viable, logical, rational argument for any of those things, like any of those directions. Philosophically speaking, if Dave Dombrowski said, I'm doing this because, I think you can make a rational argument for any of those things, Jack, which makes it both fascinating and also, like, really hard, man. Like, this is, you're like, oh, perfect offseason. It was perfect. My experience was perfect. I came up with a perfect one in no time, whatever. I hated it. It was the hardest this exercise has ever been. Like, we've done this, what, like 6 years, 7 years or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. This was by far my hardest. I didn't know what to do. I was like, should I re-sign these guys? Should I not? I'm going to re-sign them. Wait, maybe I'm not. But, like, I'm all over the place. I don't even have, like, know what I'm asking you. What prospects are my guys going to cost? Like, this is honestly, and I texted you about it. This was like, it was like not a root canal, because I'm talking about Philly's offseason, but it was like, it was much more difficult and less like fun than it normally is. Because I'm like, man, like, the Phillies have a lot of hard decisions to make with a lot of possible repercussions in a lot of different directions.
Well, and they made it tough too, because I don't know what take I want to have or take I should have, because I like both ways. I like the idea of going for it, because obviously we want to win a World Series, but there's a big part of me that wants them to be conscious of the next 5 years. Like, I don't want them. I guess my point is, I want them to have a lot of bites at the apple. I don't want to push all my chips in. And I'm looking up 4 years from now, and I've got a million old players, and they stink. I don't want that. Now, it would lead to a higher draft pick, which is always enticing. And we could reset the books. Come on, man. Who doesn't love a good little book reset? But, like, I almost want them to prioritize keeping the window open rather than pushing all the chips in and slamming it shut. But at the same time, when I was building my perfect offseason, I couldn't do it. Like, I couldn't,
Jack,
do it.
This is the exact same experience. Like, I feel like I tried to serve both masters with my perfect offseason. I feel like I'm committing to some guys into their late 30s. And I'm trying to get by with some guys on some shorter term things, with some, you know, kind of take some shots in the next couple years while Aiden really gets ready, while Crawford turns into the player we hope he can be, while Painter settles in, and then kind of hope that you can kind of restock with the next group and you draft well and Dante Norrie. But I'm also trading guys, and you're going to have to tell me who I'm trading, because, like, that's the frustrating thing, Jack, is especially if we're re-signing some guys, like, trades are really the only way to reshape this roster. Yes. And that's the thing I can't do. And I didn't do with my perfect offseason. Like, I can't have it look exactly the same while there aren't that many different types of things that they can do. So, like, let's just dive in, man.
Real quick, I do think the more and more that I'm going about it and working through the perfect offseason, I keep looking at the free agents, right? I keep saying, do I really want to give Bregman 5 years?
Same, dude.
So I think they're going to be more active in the trade market. Like, I think there's more of a chance of a big trade this year than they signed Schwarber plus, like Schwarber and Alonso, Schwarber and whoever else to the another big money free agent side. But I think it's more likely that it comes in another trade than it comes in two big free agent signings.
So I have five trades in my season. So right here,
I have
no external free agent signings.
I have six.
I have a backup move if JT won't resign. All right, I'm gonna dive in because yours is the you know, save the best for last. You're the cleanup hitter. Like mine's, you know, all over the place. Let's roll. First and foremost, and this is the single most important thing to me, buy Nick Castellanos. I don't care how much of your money I have to eat. Like I it's not the most important thing for this team, but like I just have to say goodbye, Nick. I think we can accept that Nick Castellanos is gone. All right.
Do you have a team for him, or do you think it ends in him being cut?
Whoever will take him, dude. Like if I can pay 15 of the 20 million and whatever, you know, like anything I could do to get rid of Nick.
Someone should pick up if the Phillies are willing. I traded him for $10 million. And my reasoning was Max Kepler got $10 million last year. And I know that Castellanos. No,
you're not wrong.
So
he was awful.
So I know people are like, well, if they eat $15 million, the team will maybe take him for 1 year, $5 million. And I get it. But also, 1 year, $5 million, the team should take a chance on him, given there's not that many right-handed hitting outfielders out there. I know he's not a good one, but it's not like there's a million out there that teams can choose from. So I don't know. I just think that I don't think he's going to get outright released. I do think that someone will trade for him, and I hope they can just eat like $10 million of it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. That'd be great. Either way, they have to get rid of him. He can't be on the team next year.
100%.
All right. Now to the point where like we both agreed, I really went into this, and even on the radio, when we first kind of on the morning show did like, you know, where you at with the Phillies show after the offseason, I was kind of like, you know, reset guys. I can't give all these guys money. Like let them walk, let Aiden play, let Crawford play, like all this stuff. And as I sat down to do this, Jack, it's not feasible in the situation they're in. Like the pitching's too good. They have Bryce Harper, they have Turner. Like you've got to at least attempt to take a shot with the group while also, in my opinion, I'm going to try and serve both masters. So I'm re-signing Schwarber, 5 years, whatever it is, 170, 180, hopefully, you know, but I feel like I've talked before that I do think he ages well. I don't think the power goes away. He's improved as a hitter over, you know, from 29 to 32, he's improved, you know, so I don't love it. It's the, you know, I'm going to have Schwarber and Harper and Turner at like 36 and 37 and 38, whatever.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is. It is what it is. And you know what? He's fun. And I like having him on the Phillies, but it is what it is. I couldn't get away from it. That's my big signing. I'm signing Schwarber. The JT thing, like, I think they have to bring him back. Like, I don't
get it out of the way. Yep.
I freaking hate it, but yep. I'm signing him, I guess, 3 years. Like, I don't know. It sucks.
Well, it was good. Passing yesterday said that he doesn't think he's going to get a 3 year deal.
Thank God. For JT for two, I'm ecstatic. Like, I'm like, sure. Fine with it. I'm fine with it. If it doesn't work out, you know, there's the Rushman move. I kind of like Jeffers a little bit in Minnesota. Oh, yeah. I know you. I like Jeffers a little bit. And he signed, I think, through 2026 or arbitration through 2026. So, like, as like a stopgap guy, if the JT thing doesn't work out, if he gets 3 years somewhere and the Phillies can't match it, like I'd be fine with trying to trade for Jeffers. Like cheap. I like him.
I like Jeffers. I have almost no interest in Adley Rutschman.
I just think, yeah, it's just what'll he cost. And
he's gonna cost a lot. And
yeah, and that's why I thought Jeffers made more sense.
He's still a pedigree guy. People still believe him because he was 1-1 and he was really good for a while there and kind of turned into an overrated player. It's so funny. He's Matt Wieters. And Matt Wieters, yeah. same thing.
Tough.
He's the number one prospect,
tough.
All that
tough.
Stuff. Now, the one
same
thing.
Same freaking team.
I don't think they're going to trade him because everyone's talking about Basalo or the kid that they paid, and he's awesome. It's just he's probably a DH. I don't think he can catch. So I'm not sure Adley's as available as people are making out to be because they think this kid can catch. I think he's more of a DH.
Yeah. And again, like I would trade for Jeffers as a backup plan. He'll be cheaper both. Cost and, you know, trade cost and actual cost. All right. Here's where I get a little weird. I do have, so here, The bone thing.
How long did this take you today? How long did it take?
Way too much time.
Nice. I like that.
I went through so many different like lists of potential trade candidates. I was looking at teams and all this stuff. All right. So and look, I got a couple names I don't think you'll expect. But here's the thing with Bohm. So Bohm is like kind of my pivot point with whether I sign another guy or not. I'm willing to just let him write out the contract. I don't love Alec Bohm. I don't know that you're going to get something better than him. I'm not paying Bregman, obviously, as I've talked about. Like if Eugenio Suarez would take a 2-year deal, I'd sign him. I don't know it's going to happen. He's 34, but I would sign Suarez for a 2-year deal if I could trade Bohm for a middle reliever. I would maybe sign Kike to a couple-year deal to play third. He's a free agent, too. Those are two guys that interest me as, like, older-tier guys to kind of go for it for a couple years with this core as guys who I could trust maybe in some big spots and whatever. So I like those two. If not, I'm riding out with Bohm. I'm not – my perfect offseason is Suarez will sign for 2 years. I don't think that happens. But that's my perfect move, and I trade Bohm for a middle reliever. I don't know what I can get for him in a contract year. I think you can get a middle reliever for Bohm. I think they were trying to get too much. All right. I think the big thing that I'm doing here, because I've got Aiden coming along in a year or two, you know, so, and I'm not trading Aiden. So that third base shortstop thing, whether it's Turner, third, short, third, Aiden, whatever they kind of do, I'm leaving that open there. And obviously Stock coming up second. We're figuring that out. I don't have to worry about that quite yet. So the outfield is really where I'm making my changes, making my moves. I've already gotten rid of Castellanos. I'm just sticking Crawford and Martian center, and I'm letting him figure it out. Like I don't know that Crawford is a center fielder, but for me, he kind of needs to be because I need power in the corner outfield spots the way I want to build my team for the next couple years. Mm-hmm. I'm trading for two guys who are ARB through 2026. One is a name that we talked about a lot, and it makes a lot of sense. Both are names we talked about a lot. One, I think people don't think will get traded, but I think there's a really good chance you could get him. But the first, that's the obvious one. He's probably going to get traded. 26 years old. For some reason, I thought he was way older. A couple more years of ARB. I'll take a shot on Joe Adell. He's a pretty good right fielder, like a solid right fielder. Yeah. Plays a good right field. He hit, 30 home runs last year, 30-something home runs last year. I don't know that he's an everyday lockdown guy, but he's going to give me some pop. He's going to play good right field. I think he's like a better version of Castellanos out there.
37 home runs last year, by
37. And I think you can get him pretty cheap, like for comparative to what he is. Like, I don't think he's going to be super expensive. That's where I would lean on you with the prospects. And then I think this will cost a little bit more. He's also ARB through 2026, a little bit older. And you wouldn't think that he's an obvious trade target, but the Mariners just re-signed Josh Naylor. Jerry DePoto has already talked about how high their payroll is. They've already got the Munoz thing that they have to pay. I'm prying Randy Arozarena away.
There it is.
Finally. We're finally bringing that guy here. I mean, I need guys who I can trust in a playoff spot. I'm bringing in two right-handed bats, which is something we've sorely needed. All of a sudden, my outfield goes from one of the worst hitting in baseball to a guy with some pop and put and some potential, a guy we know we can trust in the playoffs, and a Marsh Crawford thing where I hope Crawford wins it. I don't know that Crawford's ready. Crawford's still really young. Like, that's the thing. Like, what's he, 22, Jack? 23 next season, something like that?
22, yeah.
Right. That would make
21, him 21 now.
But okay. Yes. So starting next season, let's say 22 season, that will make him one of the 10 youngest players in baseball, one of the 12 youngest, 15, whatever it is. Like, that's crazy young. Like, I don't know that I can hand Crawford the job. And I also don't know that I trust Brandon Marsh as a full-time guy. I know he had a really nice second half of the year, but still in the playoffs, we've seen the flaws.
Huh?
So I feel pretty good with that. Crawford can play some left when needed. Arozarena can potentially play center in a pinch if you need to. It's not ideal, but he has played
Adell
center.
Probably more likely to play center.
Adell has played center and can. I just don't know who you put in right then in that situation. I don't really. Can Crawford play right is really a question. If he can, that gives me a lot more maneuverability. But from a bat perspective, I think you're just so much increased in the outfield. So that's, and again, I'm trading a lot of guys, but I feel like I'm not trading any of my top guys for those guys. It's more of like next level down.
Especially in Randy's case, because he was okay last year. He did it 27 home runs. I've been intrigued by Randy because there's a story about how right-handed hitters in Seattle just almost go to die because there's something with how the the batter's eye is angled to where they can't see it. So I always like Teoscar is a good example of this where
yeah, it's a great call actually. Yeah.
Leaves there
amazing in Toronto. Yeah.
And it seems like it takes Julio half a season to figure out because he's the worst player in baseball for half a year. And then he,
know, it's so weird.
He turns into a superstar for the second half. So I'm very, very, very intrigued by Randy. I almost wish they could do a Bohm Randy swap just because Randy's in the final year of a deal. And, you know, obviously they do want to shed payroll. So I'm interested in Randy. My thing with Adele, who I do really like, I just wonder if the Ward deal last night maybe made them want to keep Adele and maybe they were
possible
choosing between the two. But and I don't even know really what the value of Adele would look like in a trade because he's been so for a long time, exploded last year with 37 home runs, but he still has flaws. But I mean,
he's only 26. I was shocked to see that. It feels like he's been around so long, right?
Dude, he's been in our lives for a long time.
I thought he'd be 28 or something like that, you know.
It probably starts with a rune. I think
which
it still
is a,
starts
which
with
is
the
a
room.
Lot, but and I was hoping I'd get away with like going up to the Arun level, trading guys, which I think for everything else I could. So I'd consider it. I don't like trading Arun, but I think I consider it, especially because I don't know. Like, if you keep Arun, if you don't trade him, he's your future second baseman. Probably is the idea there. So I
don't know this, but I think Arun's traded this offseason. I think he's blocked. I think he's blocked. Whether it's Stott, whether it's Aiden.
Turner moving over, if Aiden stays at short, like it just gives him more flexibility. You've got so much infield stuff going on there, you know?
And they can maximize his value now, you know? So, again, I think he's a good player, but it seems like he's pigeonholed as a second baseman. I don't think he's a third baseman. And I think that they're pretty good from that standpoint. So I think of all the guys this offseason, I think Arun is one that probably gets dealt as they look for an upgrade somewhere.
All right. And now I have my one other, I do have one signing for a reliever. I forgot. I'm taking a shot on a guy. And so there's another, I'm potentially trading for Pete Fairbanks. If I have the capital left.
Well, he's a free agent.
I thought he was a 1 year deal with 11.5 million.
No, they non-tendered him. Or
they
did not extend them. Yeah,
I thought it was a club option. They didn't take it.
They didn't pick it up.
And all right, dude, so I mean, they, so I would.
Paston thinks he's only going to get a 2 year deal. Right,
so I would sign Pete Fairbanks, and I think he's awesome. I love Pete Fairbanks. I would the other guy that I was interested from a free agent perspective as like a, and I don't know what the market is because he's going to be 31 next season, but was one of the best in the sport until he went to New York. Like, what's the, like, I would take a shot on Devin Williams. Like, maybe it's just, we've seen so many guys go to New York for the Yankees and just kind of not work there and then leave and be good. I really like the idea. I don't know what he would cost because it's only one bad year, but it was also a really awful year and has had injury issues and all that. But I really like the idea of taking a shot on Devin Williams. So that's my perfect offseason.
Yeah. And I think it's imperative that they get, they have a real opportunity here to get an eighth inning guy. To get the ball to Duran. Well,
that's what I wanted. I want someone to hand the ball to Duran. I thought of that's why you said Suarez before. I thought about it. I bet it's expensive and I didn't realize he was 35. Diaz, obviously, I mean, that'd be dope, but I just don't expect. I mean, he's 32. He'll get a good size contract, I would think. So I was trying to think of the guys who, to your point with Fairbanks, a 2 year deal. Devin Williams, I was assuming off the New York thing, maybe not a massive deal. So those are the kind of guys I was thinking.
Last 19 games, allowed 5 earned runs, and four of those earned runs were in one game for Devin Williams.
Oh, all right. I like that.
And in 18 innings, he struck out 34 guys in his last. So there are some signs of life late in the year for Devin Williams. And if
there weren't, just off at 1 year in New York, I would take a shot on that guy's profile, on that guy's history.
Well, and with just the importance of getting an eighth inning guy, like another righty in here, I think is just massive. Even if, like Taylor Rogers, they never been able to hit for their entire lives.
It's unbelievable.
Now, even Iglesias is not 100% cooked. I mean, he had like a 1.92 ERA second half of the year and stopped allowing home runs. So there's an opportunity. They're not going to go spend a lot of money on two free agents. They're going to probably try to re-sign Schwarber. If they don't re-sign Schwarber, they'll spend $150 million on a Bregman, or maybe that's where Alonso gets in. Like, that's my gut feeling. But they're not going to do two of those guys. It's not going to be Schwarber for $150 and Bregman for $160. It's going to be one of those guys. So the one way they can get better as a team is going and trying to beef up this bullpen in a way. So I really think that they're going to end up with one of those guys. I don't know who it's going to be, but one of those names, Fairbanks, Iglesias, Devin Williams. I don't think they would do it, but like Edwin as an eighth inning guy would be.
Yeah, insane. I mean, can you imagine? Especially because he's
Helsley? Helsley?
Edwin's one of the few guys who seems to be able to do the come into a dirty inning, sit out, and come back up. Like, he's one of the few guys who seem, and that feels like that's an advantage because so few guys can do it. And as we've talked about, you know, and as it plagued us, like, Edwin seems like one of those guys who can actually do that, which is unique.
Now, the thing with Edwin is he's pitched a ton of innings the last couple of years.
And he's going to get paid. He's still only 32. I think
he's going to want to close. He's going to want to close.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's not coming here to be eighth inning. It's a cool thought. I will say, though, to the bullpen thing, and it's something that's stuck in my mind since we talked to him, I did think that was an interesting answer from Preston when we had him on talking about making the bullpen longer and that was something that they were focusing on. Like, it felt pointed, you know?
Yeah. Well, and he didn't even bring up my boy, Alex McFarland, Gabe Craig, all the guys, all the baby boys. Come on, man. Can't wait.
Black Friday savings are here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to add new cordless power to your collection. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from one of our top brands like Ryobi or Milwaukee, you'll get a select tool from that same brand for free. Click into one of our best deals of the season and stock up on tools for all your upcoming projects. Get Black Friday savings happening now at the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
This episode is brought to you by PayPal. PayPal helps you make the most of your money. You can earn 20% cash back when you pay in full with PayPal from now through December 8th. No fees, no interest. Act now to get this limited time offer.
Save the offer in the app to get 20% cash back when you pay in four from now through December 8th. PayPal. Expires 12/8. See paypal.com/promo terms. Subject to approval. Learn more at paypal.com/pay-in-4. PayPal Inc. NMLS 910457.
The Subaru Share the Love event is on from November 20th to January 2nd. During this event, Subaru donates to charities like the ASPCA, helping support more than 142,000 animals so far. When you purchase or lease a new vehicle during the 2025 Subaru Share the Love event, Subaru and its retailers will make a minimum $300 donation to charity. Visit Subaru.com/share to learn more.
Speaking of baby boy, go ahead, baby boy.
All right. Now
let's do it. We're the main event, as they say.
An interesting segue. So I'm trading.
You did call me the little dog in a text, which I was not psyched about, but I let it slide.
Little dog. Okay.
I call you big dog, but you know, if you call me little dog, I'm going to stop calling you big dog. That's for damn sure.
Okay. So I'm trading Bryson Stott.
Ooh, nice start, buddy.
And let me get this out of the way. I love Bryson Stott. I think he's a valuable player. I'm reshuffling things here a little bit. Not looking to get rid of Bryson Stott. I am just, there's a possibility for a different version of the Phillies. And that's what I'm going for here. So I'm trading Bryson Stott to the Colorado Rockies for Brenton Doyle.
Yeah, buddy.
And I'm taking a shot on bounce back Doyle, bounce back Brenton. He was, and I know people are all in the baseball reference. They're like, ooh, he sucked last year. I know he sucked. But year before, first off, he's arguably the best defensive center fielder in baseball.
He's phenomenal.
He has been clocked 105 miles an hour from the outfield. I want that in my life. Plus, in 2024, he hit 25 home runs. I think last year, maybe the hype around the year before, he got a little ahead of himself. He had a bit of a resurgence in the second half of the year. The last 2 months, he hit like 260 with a 7-something OPS. In the month of August, he hit over, I think he's at 361 in August. Signs of life from Brenton Doyle. And new head of baseball ops, Paul DePodesta.
Buddy.
Gets a second baseman.
Jonah Hill's there.
That works a good count, gets on base, could be a leadoff hitter. You know, maybe in Colorado, he's hitting 300. Who knows? So it's an interesting swap, I think, for both teams. But the Phillies get a center fielder who's under control for the next couple of years. It's also one of the best in the sport defensively. That's not even getting to his offense, which he does have 25 home run power potential. He can be that guy, and he's a Division II guy. So I will always take a shot on a Division II guy.
So I love it. I think the Rockies probably say no, but I think it's possible. I think it's within the realm of possibility.
So it seems like they want to trade Brenton Doyle for a top 100 pitching prospect.
Yeah.
Which I don't want to trade Gage Wood for him. And I am trading
Even trading Gage Wood yet. You're just locked in.
Well, I'm trading someone else because I'm trading Brandon Marsh. I'm trading Dante Norrie. And I'm trading Matthew Fisher.
Wow, you were really excited when they got Fisher. A lot of talk with Preston after that pod about Matthew Fisher.
Can't stop seventh thinking
round.
About it.
Seventh round, right? The fact that I know it was the seventh round just shows how much you talked about Matthew. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, and I think he's going to have a lot of value. And I think that teams are going to be interested in Matthew Fisher. And I would like people to let me know how he's doing down in breakout camps right now because he does mean a lot to me. But he's got to get ready to learn St. Louis Cardinal, pal, because we are trading all of those guys to the St. Louis Cardinals for Brendan Donovan and Kyle Leahy, who I love out of their bullpen, and I think is someone that it could possibly be a bridge to Duran. But the main piece, we get for the eighth perfect offseason in a row.
I was just about to say it wouldn't be a perfect offseason if you weren't trading for Brendan Donovan.
I'm getting Brendan Donovan here, and he's playing second base. Bring me Brendan. I don't care what his numbers were against lefties last year. I love him. I absolutely love him.
I really like Brendan Donovan. I think he's a winning player. I'm right there with you. Do you think it would cost that much? Because that is a healthy package. How good's Leahy? So this is a you area where I know. Because Norrie feels like an ascending piece.
Yeah. So it's obviously hefty, but it's not Gage. It's not Justin Crawford. It's not Aiden Miller. It's not the guys. You know what I mean? And
right. It's not a rune.
I'm basically trading the extras. I think Dante Norrie's gonna be good. I actually think the Cardinals would be a good landing spot for Dante Norrie. And then Matthew Fisher,
heaven, right? You know,
Matthew Fisher is someone who's a projectable piece that I think would interest teams in a trade, but it's not Gage Wood, and I don't want to trade Gage Wood, so I'm trading Matthew Fisher. And it'll hurt for a second, but Brandon Donovan is gonna be a Philly, and that is the ultimate goal here. So Brendan Donovan is my new second baseman replacing Bryson Stott, and I now have Brenton Doyle in center field. But we're not done yet, James. We're not done yet. Because
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Because I'm trading Orion Kerkering.
Finally.
Who I do see think still does have value and maybe a bounce back.
I do too.
Else.
Again, like he's cost $800,000 this year.
Yeah, and the numbers say he was good.
Yes, as long as he's not pitching in a big spot. You know, he put Pittsburgh, Kansas City, any of these places who aren't going to play in a big game, you know, he should do great.
Well, and hopefully they burned the inherited runner scored stats against him. So no one knows what they are. But I'm trading Orion Kerkering and another one of my favorites, Cade Obermueller, the second round pick from last year, to the Chicago Cubs for Seiya Suzuki.
I knew you were gonna. This is like a play in the hits, buddy.
You could have just rerun last year.
You really are on brand.
You could have. So he's in the final year of his deal as well.
And they said that he's on the block. Apparently,
he's on the block. They get a good reliever for him. They get an interesting lefty prospect for him, and the Phillies get right-handed thump behind the big guys in the lineup. So if he's available, I don't like that felt close to maybe you have to give up more, but that feels about right for a 1 year deal for Suzuki, who I think he's awesome. I think he's awesome. So, and plus the Phillies seem obsessed with getting
a Japanese market player. Yeah, I agree.
So, and Suzuki is all of that. So my outfield is now Doyle in center, Suzuki in right, and Justin Crawford in left. Also, just to round it out and make this a perfect hits podcast, yes, I'm signing Rob Refsnyder for a 1 year.
Dude, as soon as I saw him on the free agent list, I was like, I will bet my life that Jack's signing him.
Listen, part of this is being consistent. And so far, insanely consistent with my perfect offseason. It shouldn't surprise anyone.
Well, he would make sense with Crawford. Like,
of course.
I mean, that makes it look again to the Crawford point. Like, I don't think we can expect Crawford to just come up and be like an everyday lockdown player. That's tough.
Again, would love for it to happen, but I'll take a little bit of a chance with Rob Refsnyder, who's ripped lefties.
It's a really fun outfield. I really like your outfield. It's a fun outfield.
Dude, Doyle in center and CBP, yeah. There's not going to be a baseball that falls in.
Really fun outfield. I like it.
And Suzuki actually played the outfield last year again, which is good. He kind of went to being their DH, and he was back out there, so that was good. I awesome signing Schwarber, 5-150. You know, dude, it kind of feels like someone's got to give him six, and I just don't want to do it. I mean, no. I don't want to do it. I love Kyle Schwarber, but 6 years for a 33-year-old DH is terrifying. And you know, Passan said yesterday,
5 years is terrifying, pal.
I know. Well, and Passan said yesterday that, I mean, it seems like it's already at 5 years and $30 million a year. Those are like the starting offers. What are we doing? Again, heading into last year, there's no way he was ever going to do that. And he's not going to do what he did last year. He's just not. He's not going to have 56 home runs again. I don't know. So I'm doing it a bit begrudgingly. The interesting part about re-signing Schwarber now is it's going to get a golf clap reaction because everyone's going to look at the number and be like,
okay.
I don't know.
I guess so.
I don't know.
Yes, you got to commit. And again, to that point, I mean, the last few years, we really got to win. We really got to win. Because again, I'm trying to serve Masters and go with a couple years and young guys get up and you got to keep drafting and developing well, which we believe in and all that. But like, man, you're really like years, what is it? I guess like 8, 9, 10, 11 of Turner and years like 11, 12, 13 of Harper and years, you know, 3, 4, 5. If you go 6 for sure.
I know.
You got like 37 and 38 year olds just running around out there.
A lot hinges on Aiden and Justin Crawford.
Yeah. Like they have to be freaking awesome. Oh, cause they're going to have to carry that weight, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So that I'm also re-signing JT. I'm giving him 2 years, 34, with a club option for the third year. Whatever.
Oh, buddy.
Who doesn't love a good club option? So JT's back. JT and Schwarber
are back. It feels like they just, I know he's the market and all. It just feels like JT's going to be back. I would be so surprised if he's not.
Yeah. I'm trading out Boehm and Gabriel Rincones to the Pirates for Carmen Ludzinski, who had like a 2.15 ERA.
Carmen Ludzinski
as a reliever last year, 2.15 ERA. I want him as a reliever. He can be a swing guy if they need a swing guy, but I'm trading Boehm plus an interesting prospect for a reliever with a good amount of control left. And it's crazy because Boehm, I don't think he has really any value. I was like, my first trade was
you had to throw in Rincones with him.
I know. And Boehm, and like I was thinking about Boehm for Matt Brash. There's no way they're trading Matt Brash for Alec Boehm for 1 year. So
no
I want to get a good
Matt Brash was pitching in big moments for them in the playoffs. Like no chance. What do you think Boehm gets on the market next year?
I don't know, 345, 350.
Really?
I know. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I have no idea, but I'm very ready for it to be. So I'm kind of
so ready for it to be over. I agree. There are just certain guys like him, Castellanos. It's like I've seen enough, you know.
Sure. So part of my perfect offseason really is just reading the tea leaves and trying to predict where they're going to go. Like I think Boehm's gone. We know Cassie's gone. I mean,
oh, Cassie's gone, gone.
Dombrowski's comments were very, very pointed. So, and then my final move is I'm trading Cassie and $10 million to the Marlins for Anthony Bender. So we really did keep everything really consistent here. I got Anthony Bender, one of my guys.
I love Anthony Bender.
I got Rob Refsnyder. I got Suzuki. I got Brendan Donovan. I mean,
I think it's the most play that you've ever done, actually. Like, this is the most, if we could have just guessed like 10 names that you can put on there, we probably would have gotten all the names.
This is without Adam Duvall. This is without him, which is shocking. I'm still a free agent. So
is he 37 now?
I don't know what he is. So my lineup, by the way, it goes Turner, Donovan. I'm putting Donovan in the tool. But that is three straight lefties. What? Yeah, so this is not going to happen. But Turner, Donovan, Harper, Schwarber, Suzuki, Doyle, JT, Kemp, and Justin Crawford.
That's pretty dope.
You got some. The first, if Doyle bounces back in a real way, it's an insane lineup. But the first five, you feel pretty dang good about. If whatever combination you want of Turner, Donovan, Harper, Schwarber, Suzuki, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
And other Suzuki, all like Donovan and Doyle, both elite defensive players as well.
Yeah.
As we talk about with Doyle, but Donovan also a really good second baseman.
Very, very good second baseman. So I feel pretty good about it. The stop probably won't happen. I like all the other trades. I would love Brendan Donovan to get here. I didn't really sign a starter. There are interesting starters.
Neither of us did. Yeah. We both just were like, all right, roll them out.
Yeah, like Ladzinski can do both if he wanted, but he's more interesting to me as a reliever. But like Wheeler, Sanchez, Lizardo, Nola, Painter, Walker's fine. Like you feel good about that. You need Taiwan now, and unless you want to trade him and then sign someone for like $5 million, okay, you can do that. And then a bullpen of Duran, Ladzinski, Leahy, Bender, Strom, Alvey, Banks. Gotta take that. Now, what's interesting, they might be. I think there's a better chance than not that they trade Matt Strom, which is interesting. I mean,
yeah, because he's not that expensive. It was 7.5 mil.
Yeah, but the way they talked about him specifically.
Oh, I forgot about that. You're right. I mean, and it could have just been that they didn't like him calling out Topper, the coaches, like they did or whatever. When, you know, I think he was just trying to get Kirkland's back. Who knows? I think that, you know, whatever. But they weren't happy. You're right. They were not happy. Now, I don't know if it would extend to trading him, but they weren't happy.
Yeah, I mean, they sounded done with it. And that might not have been the first time that you don't talk like that. You don't talk like that. That's the first time that it happened where he's been annoying or a pain in the ass. And I don't know. I just, the way that, I mean, Gallo's been talking a lot about the idea of trading one of those guys. I think they love Alvarado. I mean, Alvarado seems like a Philly, and Banks is great.
Of course they do.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm pro Alvarado.
I could have cost us a World Series, but sure, pro Alvarado. Yeah, still pro. Love the guy. Way still to go, pro. Buddy. Good still job, pro. Jose. Thank you for potentially costing us a World Series. Appreciate you. Yeah. And that's not even the one where you gave up the homer to Jordan.
Well, yes. Yeah, leaking oil by that point. So that's what I got. That's what I got. I actually don't, I'm really starting to, it's pretty disgusting work by me, but it's whatever. I'm liking the idea of Kemp every day. I want to see what he's got. I want to see what he's got. I mean, I'm buying into the injuries.
We're at third. You're saying third?
Third, yeah. Third.
Why you left? I mean, there's spots, but third makes sense. Yeah.
A message from McAfee. Wondering why the post office is texting you, or why you owe thousands of dollars in toll fees? Because someone's trying to scam you. The good news? McAfee can help. With McAfee's award-winning scam detection, it's easy to tell what's real and what's fake over text, in your inbox, and online. If they're
you want a free gift.
Seriously? If they're faking it, they're not making it past us. Get award-winning scam detection today. McAfee.com/keepitreal.
So good, so good, so good.
New markdowns are on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save even more, up to 70% on dresses, tops, boots, and handbags to give and get.
Because I always find something amazing.
Just so many good brands.
I get an extra 5% off with my Nordstrom credit card. Total queen treatment.
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rum chata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rum chata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
All right, let's take back, but let's get into like the philosophical thing you were talking about at the beginning, just the other pathways that it could kind of go. Because I do think, and it won't, I don't think they reset in a meaningful way, but I do think there is a real, again, like I said at the top, a real logical argument to saying, all right, not signing Schwarber, not signing JT, move, you know, obviously, we haven't even said Harrison Bader's name because it just doesn't seem like it is feasible and it makes sense. But
yeah, very sad.
It's a shame. What I mean, honestly, has anyone had a better 2 months in Philly and not come back? I mean, he will go down as an all-time 2 month guy, but I think you make a real argument, like kind of move on. When I did my perfect offseason, the reason I veered back towards, you know, signing Schwarber and JT and kind of trying to bring in guys who are signed for this year or a couple years and, you know, not commit too long-term, but compete, is because of the pitching staff. It just feels like when you have, especially Zach Wheeler potentially coming back and, you know, the last potential year of his career and all that stuff, and you have, you know, Sanchez and Lizardo in the last year of the contract, and it just feels like it would be such a waste to not try and compete with that staff because it is so ready to win.
Yeah.
But I do think there's a logical argument to saying, hey, you know, we've already got Turner and Harper locked in till 39 and whatever turns going to be 41 when the contract ends or whatever, 40, something like that. I think 40. Yeah. I mean, like those last 3 years, potentially of each of those contracts, 4 years, who knows, maybe more, we don't know, could be ugly. There's a real argument to saying start over, kind of bring Miller up earlier than you might have, you know, bring Crawford up, let these guys take some hits, growing pains, take a year back, step back, and then kind of reset the deck and try and build, yeah. You know, not, but still like compete, you know,
but they can kind of do both. I mean, we both left third base and left field open. Well, you said, right. You said center field.
I'm only bringing in Rosarena for 1 year there in left field. So, you know, I mean, left field's open long term. It was more of just I want a Rosarena for the year.
And then you didn't trade Nori. So, well, you probably have to trade Nori.
I probably have to trade Nori. That's why I was leaning on you. I didn't have the prospects. But Nori, in my list, if I'm getting a Rosarena and Joe Adele, I'm probably going to have to get up Nori in one of those.
Yeah, so, but I think they're going to try to do both. I think they're going to have, obviously, an inflated top of the payroll with Harper and Turner, and like, they don't have an influx of four, yes, but they don't have like an influx of all these young prospects coming through the pipeline. You know, it's Gage Wood will be up here. Hopefully, I mean, he'd come up here this year.
Who knows? Yeah.
And Painter's going to be here as long as things go well. I mean, maybe they would get to the point where they would let, but you don't have to trade Gage Wood because you need Gage Wood for when Wheeler retires after 27. So, to kind of, I was more thinking, would they let Lizardo walk just because Gage Wood is coming? But you have to re-sign Lizardo, and then Gage Wood can still come along because Wheeler is done after that year. So I really think they're going to try to do both. But I think that because they kind of can, you know, Nori maybe, but they also could just trade Dante Nori. Arun, sure. Who knows if he's good enough to, you know, crack the roster, and Stott's not making any money. He's playing second base at a really good level. So, yeah. I and the way that Preston talked with us.
Yeah, well, that's what Preston said. He said, why can't we do both?
Preston said, we're going to try to do both. So, going forward, hopefully in a couple of years, you have other pieces ready to go. But, like, Turner and Harper really are going to be their super, super long-term commitments because Schwarber is only 5 years.
Well, but the thing, though, I mean, when you think about it with Harper, I mean, Harper's only got 6 years left.
Yeah, maybe. So they're all right around
the same. Maybe. So, yeah, Harper, Turner will be the one that'll extend longer than that. But again, who knows? And the key is you need those guys to age somewhat gracefully, obviously, especially as it goes longer. And sure. To your point, you need these guys to age. You need Miller to be really good. You need Crawford to be really good. And you need to keep kind of an influx of guys. And you need more. You need to, the trades we're talking about, like, I think the single best move Dombrowski made last offseason by far was the Lizardo trade. Like, that was a masterstroke. That was one of the best moves he's made since he's been here. Maybe the best, arguably, like, individual move. Like, that was a
Schwarber signing.
As I said it, that was what I thought of, the Schwarber signing for the price. But like, the Lizardo trade was such a home run of a trade. Like, and it wasn't one we had on our radar at all, you know? So we're going to need more of those, like some more moves where Dave finds some guys who are, you know, under contract, under arbitration for a few more years at fair prices, who are in the meat of prime of their career, are going to be able to supplement some of the older guys that get older, you know?
Well, and they probably won't have to do it this year, but just being able to sign, not have the Kepler Romano just misses, just those being zeros and not helping out in the slightest, or even like Taiwan. I mean, Taiwan, they obviously didn't.
Taiwan was a big miss. Yeah, look, Castellanos was a massive miss.
Massive miss.
Like, he had moments, obviously, and all that, but when you think about 5 for 100, it was a miss.
Yeah. Yeah, so I can't wait for the offseason.
I can tell you're all geeked up. I'm freaking anxiety ridden about it. Again, really? Just the whole process of it made me realize just how many tough decisions they have to make. You know, so, and also I will say something that is nerve wracking just in general, and it's part of the reason I think why Passan's already talking about Schwarber's market being where he is, but it's a weak free agent class out there. Like, we could not have picked a worse year for Schwarber to be a free agent at coming off the year he had, just because it's like there's not that many places for teams to spend money like that, you know? So,
well, and all the big market teams kind of are in on them besides the Dodgers and Yankees, you know? It's Red Sox, Blue Jays, Cubs, Mets. I mean, that's not great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All the big guys are in on the guy that you want to resign. Well, and the Pirates.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah. Totally.
Something tells me there was a MLBPA grievance coming toward the Pirates and Marlins.
Yes.
They're going to spend some money.
What a thought. Look, and I mean, when you think about it, I mean, Schwarber, like Tucker, Bregman, you know, there aren't that many guys on this market who are going to get as much money as Schwarber. So.
Yeah.
Pretty wild.
And I don't think teams want to pay for older free agents.
I agree.
I think that game, and that's why I find Bregman's market fascinating. Like, I would die for Bregman on a 3-year deal.
I just don't think it's going to, but I agree with you. Yeah.
But also, he went into last
offseason. He signed last season. Yeah, exactly.
Thinking he was going to get a 5-year, 6-year deal. And then at the same year he's had for the last couple of years, he got hurt again. And now he thinks that all of a sudden there's going to be more market with a year older. So maybe we can get Bregman on a shorter term deal with maybe a higher AAV. I don't know. But finding some way to get Bregman would be awesome.
All right. What else you got in the bag?
Well, so I've been texting people this all day, and I haven't texted you it because I wanted to bring it up on the podcast.
Love it.
But speaking of Schwarber, would you rather sign Schwarber to 5 or 6 years at... It's probably gonna be more than $30 million now. So maybe 32 and a half, or God forbid, even $35 million a year.
I was just thinking, yeah, 35.
Like, would you rather do that? Or would you rather just sign Kyle Tucker for 10 years at $350 million?
I thought about it.
Because I would rather sign Tucker. He's 4 years younger, and he's coming off a year rated 993 OPS. I know, not last year, the year before.
Yeah.
And I think people, dude, heading into the year,
I love Kyle. You know how much I love Kyle Tucker. I've long been a Kyle Tucker man.
Heading into the year, there was talk of him getting like a $500-$600 million
another
contract.
Guy at 38, 39, 40.
But he's 4 years younger, and he helps carry you through the old theoretically.
Yeah, and then he's the old guy for the next group, and so on and so forth.
And he helps carry you through the end of the Bryce deal and the end of the Turner deal, as long as he's great. And last year it was not great, but Kyle Tucker, I believe, played through an injury last year that derailed the season, but he didn't want to show teams that he was hurt. So he just played through it and it zapped his power. And he was not nearly the same player before he got hurt last year. He was the leading MVP guy.
And yeah, I remember
in 2024, he had a 993 OPS. I think we're sleeping a little bit on Kyle Tucker. I'm just saying we're sleeping on Kyle.
And I don't hate it.
5 years, 6 years of Schwarber at $35 million a year, or 10 years of Kyle Tucker? I'll take the 10 years of Kyle Tucker.
I don't disagree. I think it's a really fair argument. Yeah.
And he plays the field. And he plays right field. And in a short fortune right field. Come on, man. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to beat out the Dodgers for him, but sure.
I don't think they're going to sign him. It seems like they're going to do what they tried to do with Bryce and give him higher AAV for shorter years. So, and I think he wants to, I don't know. He wants to go somewhere that he feels like he can win and sign long term. So who knows? Who knows? What do you think? I have him in my perfect offseason. I wanted to have him in my perfect offseason, but I didn't know what the trade would be. I don't know if he's actually available, but Buxton. No. Buxton.
Nope.
What do you mean no?
He does get hurt. Every single year, the guy gets hurt.
He barely got hurt last year.
Yes. Yes. At the perfect time, he got hurt. Yeah, I don't want him.
Seltzer, 35 home runs, Gold Glove center field, .551 slugging percentage, owed 3 years, $45 million left in that deal. 3 years, that might be Harrison Bader. You're not taking a shot on Byron Buxton. You're full of it. But apparently, it's an unbelievable contract. It might still cost Miller or Crawford or Miller or Painter.
No chance.
And
no,
I don't want to do that.
Zero chance. No.
I don't want to do it. If you can do it with like Arun and Crawford. Yeah. And, come on, man.
I don't know.
Start talking yourself into it.
Come here and get hurt. I know it. I know it.
When you lay your little head down on your pillow in about 5 minutes. I want you to be thinking about.
I've yawned like six times. Right? This is what you get at a 6 o'clock pod. You're going to get yawns from me.
I want when you and your head hits the pillow, I want you to be thinking about 3 years, $45 million left on a center fielder that hits 35 home runs a year. Good. That's so what I want you thinking about.
3 years. That's what's that? How many games is that? That's 324 plus 162. So that's 424 plus 62. So we're looking at 480 something games or whatever. What's he going to play? Like
in 3 years?
Yeah.
400?
Yeah, I guess. 162.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Felt like a lot of games. I know, but it is. What was he going to play? Like 100 of them? 80? 75?
Out of 400?
And then you play 90?
Oh, you're a bad guy. You're a bad
95?
Guy.
95? You think he'll make 100? Triple dead? Yeah.
I think I would set the over under at 119.5 all 3 of those years. And guess what? I only care about September and October. So that's as long as he's healthy for that time.
As long as those 120 games or the 120 that are in the three, yeah, that works.
Thank you. So we've talked a lot. I'm sorry, I'm in the take bag area. So we've talked a lot about the.
Where else would you be?
No, I don't know. We've talked a lot about the work stoppage, right?
Yeah.
Possibly coming out.
You've got an expert on this pop with you, as you know.
That's right. Well, I'm going to turn it back around on me as maybe a little good sign here. Can I throw out a little good sign? So that new media deal they signed with NBC, baseball and NBC, that goes back to your childhood. I don't remember that.
Oh, buddy. Bob Costas. Love it.
So you have baseball and NBC. You have... opening day in the Field of Dreams game on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. And the Home Run Derby.
And the Home Run Derby, which we will 100% be at.
Locked in. Locked
so
in.
So that's going to be
this year. We actually will be at it. Yeah, you're right.
I know. So that's going to be awesome.
It's going to be weird, like, actually having to hang around and do stuff All-Star weekend. The All-Star game. Usually it's like, all right, time to take off. We're off for the week.
I know. And I'm already thinking about, so they moved the draft date up to Saturday and the future game on Sunday. And I'm already, and I was like thinking with Jill, do we take vacation before or after? And then I was like, well, I'm going to be in draft prep season before. So it's got to be after.
But then
we're heading straight into the trade deadline. So now we're thinking about all these, and I kind of want to get an RV and drive halfway across the country. So we got a lot of plans, but here's the good news, James. Is that all these media companies have signed up for baseball, right? Netflix,
point.
NBC. But here's the good part.
ESPN.
It's only signed through 2028. So there's no way that it's a three-year deal for these contracts, and they think that one of those years is just not going to happen. They're paying millions for TV rights deals in these. So there's no way they're signing up for a product that's just going to have a whole year off of it. So that's my... Could today have been a good sign for the labor lockout of 2027?
Yeah, I don't know how those contracts work in terms of whether they still have to pay if there are no games.
Yeah, like would they get money? Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But I don't hate it. I'm with you. Let's look for any optimistic good signs that we can get. So good sign.
Thank you. Thank you. And I don't want to do... Oh, well, Alex McFarland was added to the 40-man roster as his banner, Rinconas. Rinconas' last, like, 26 games, he hit .296 with... Interesting stuff. And I don't really want to talk about other free agents or other ideas because I want to start doing that in future podcasts because it could be a long offseason as...
Oh, buddy.
As it always is. But we are officially in... We are ready to do an emergency podcast whenever they make a move type of season, which is an exciting time. And it's good to be back.
Yeah, we're ready whenever, you know? Yeah. Even if I have to stay up late, I'll do it.
Well, it's only seven.
I know. I meant if they signed someone late, you know, if they signed someone now, I'd stay up till late. You could wake me. If they sign, here's the thing. I sleep with my ringer on because, you know, just in case. If it's like 9 o'clock at night and they sign Trevor, you can wake me. I'll do a podcast. How about
that? Interesting. I will hold you to that. 100%.
I know. I would not say it to you unless I thought you would actually do it. You might wake me just for fun one night.
How low level of a signing could they make?
Yeah. No. Don't abuse this.
Tyler Rogers. Is that getting you woken?
That's a first thing in the morning. I think. Now, if it's I think that's first thing in the morning.
Okay. What if
it's Brendan Donovan, I'll get up for you.
Hell yeah. So now roles reversed here.
Ooh.
Let's say that I'm already in bed and then you're up at 3:30.
Oh, I like this. Yeah, it's up to you. I mean, you'd love to wake up for it.
You kidding me?
You're usually awake anyway. I text you and you're doing something with a kid or something. It's like you're one of the few people who responds to me before 6 a.m.
Yeah, well, these
like somewhat regularly.
These two are the most dramatic sleepers of all time. I mean, Sonny will only sleep in our bed now. So,
we went through a long Zoe. Right now, as you can tell, I'm actually in Zoe's room because Zoe has taken over our basement. She's only sleeping in the basement now. So
nice, yeah. And Walker will fall asleep in his bed, but he's coming in. Whether it's 2 a.m, whether it's 4 a.m, he's coming in our room. Now, last night he did. It was a good step. But these two are they are the most dramatic sleepers that I've been around, and they get it from their mom.
That's good work by you. That's good work. Luckily, Jill doesn't listen to the pod. Here's what I'll say. You'll miss it. Like, when they're not in bed anymore. Yeah.
When Walker comes in a bed, I don't care. I don't care. It's more Sonny. How do you even know what bed you're in? Go to sleep.
I know.
That's more my point with Sutton. And when he gets old enough and wants to come in our bed, I don't care. It's great. I don't really mind it.
Yeah.
Sutty, though, how are you making these kind of decisions?
I get it. Yeah.
At 10 months old. How do you even know?
That's too young. That's too young.
Thank
that's
you.
Young. Yeah,
Thank
that's you. Good work. Thank you. All right. This is fun.
Yeah.
We are on emergency alert. We'll be around. We'll be ready. More pods coming, obviously. It would be nice if the Phillies helped us out a little bit this offseason. Even if reporters helped us out a little bit. Some rumors, some news, some potential stuff. We'll take anything we can get to a pod about. Right, Jack?
That's always been our motto.
That's all we want. All right. We'll be back.
People are already tweeting me, trying to keep up with all my trades, which I appreciate.
I love it. Yeah, this is great. This is what you live for. Tweet him. He loves it. All right. Until then, he's Ritz Salter.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.